We interrupt this program to bring you...
OT, OT.
It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
Hour number two of Overtime coming at you live tonight from the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. One more hour to go here on this Thursday. We will be taking you up to Westwood One's coverage of Thursday Night Football, Cardinals versus the Broncos. Before that, I want to tell you guys about Knoxville Stone Interiors. We will be there tomorrow. Cole won't.
No.
Because he's got school stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Boo!
Yeah.
Boo!
Yeah, no.
Everybody at Cole on Twitter and tell him he's a loser for choosing school over Knoxville Stone Interiors.
Yeah.
And our fun once-a-month stop there to discuss all things Tennessee football and the wonderful, wonderful products at KSI. Well, since Cole doesn't want to be there, no. I'll tell you about them, though. I'll gladly tell you about them. They are your go-to kitchen renovation source in East Tennessee. They have been serving the area since 2007. On their staff, there's three generations of experience in the natural stone countertop industry. They have hundreds of countertop options. And whatever the surface you may have in mind, they have your solution. Because they have about 350 quartz options. They got great granite options. 20 of them are at level one pricing. Level one pricing, by the way, means that you get the best value for the granite. So several amazing solutions there. And they also have marble countertops. And if you are big on the environment, or if you just like some really cool designs, they have recycled glass as well. Yes, recycled glass. Turn some old wine bottles, beer bottles, into a great countertop. So they do good stuff there. Whatever the project you may be doing, they have you covered from starter homes to remodeling to an entire house slipping. They have you covered big or small, and most installations take less than a day. Go see the KSI showroom for yourself. They are located right in the heart of Knox County at 3900 Millbrook Pike. Get a free in-home estimate for your project by calling 865-971-5800, and you can visit them online at knoxstoneinteriors.com. Knoxville Stone Interiors, 9,000 kitchen makeovers and counting. Cole, you keep disappointing me. You don't even have recruiting stuff.
I know.
You're not going to be there tomorrow.
I know.
You don't have recruiting stuff. What? Why are you even here?
I don't know.
Just go home. I'll just run the show. Please don't do that. That's going to be impossible.
Okay.
I need your use for at least producing, at the very least. Can you do that for me?
I can do that.
Thank you.
I can do that.
I appreciate that.
I can do that.
I at least will be at Knoxville Stone Interiors tomorrow.
Yeah.
We will be doing our monthly chat with Kelly over there. No Periscope because we kind of need Periscope to run our live video feed here.
Yes.
For all you wonderful people to see our faces. I don't know why you'd be wanting to see our faces, but you do it anyway.
Yeah.
So we will be recording, though. I'll put it up on YouTube for you all to check it out. We will be discussing some aspects of the Alabama game because I guess we have to. But we'll be talking about the big win at Auburn, talking about the direction of this team moving forward, and as always, Kelly's going to tell you about some great deals, great new products going on at KSI, so don't miss that tomorrow. Look for it to drop sometime around noonish. I'll try to get up efficiently. Getting back into the world of sports, though, pretty, I don't want to say big news, but this may have a huge impact very soon. Going over to the NBA, and the discussion over the one-and-done rule, its usefulness, corruption in college basketball, all that stuff. It's been ramping up recently. Well, how about this? So we all know about the G League, the NBA Gatorade League. Mm-hmm. It's the developmental wing of the NBA, basically their farm system.
Yeah.
So and that's been the league that's been around for a while. Get people developing their talents there, whether they're just coming out of college, they're bouncing around teams, you get notable players down there. I mean, several VFLs have had to spend time in the G League.
Sure.
Scotty Hobson, Jordan McRae, Jarnell Stokes, just to name a few recently. So that's been the thing. But how about this? The relevancy of the G League is probably going to increase just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a move that was announced today. The G League is going to create a new venture as an alternative to the one-and-done route for the best American basketball prospects.
Hmm.
How are they going to do that, you ask? Well, as part of a newly formed professional path starting in the summer of 2019, so next summer, the G League will offer, quote, select contracts, which will be worth $125,000 to elite prospects who are at least 18 years old, but who are not yet eligible for the draft.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
The G League in this move will target recent or would-be high school graduates who otherwise would have likely spent just one season playing college basketball, enticing them not only with a six-figure salary, but also the opportunity to benefit from NBA infrastructure, as well as a bevy of off-court development programs. And this is according to G League President Malcolm Turner. He told ESPN, quote, these programs will be geared towards facilitating and accelerating their transition to the pro game.
Mm, okay.
Is okay. This, well, before I ask you this question, one more little tidbit here from the ESPN article. Woj, of course, was the first person that broke this news.
Woj Bob.
In ESPN, as he is wont to do.
Yeah.
So, no big shocker there. One of these last notes here. Without the restrictions of the NCAA's amateurism rules, which hasn't stopped players from getting paid anyway.
Yeah, no. Only ramped it up.
Players, however, in this new avenue will be free to hire agents, profit off their likeness, and pursue marketing deals from sneaker companies and the like, which could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars in endorsement opportunities to some of the top prospects. So with all of this being offered to some of these kids now, is this the beginning of the end of one and done?
I mean, I think it could be. Yeah. I mean, this is a great way to end it. I've never been a fan of it myself. I think it's a huge, in my opinion, it's a waste of money. Why not just let them go from high school to the NBA?
It's how it used to be.
Yeah, it's the way it should be, in my opinion. I don't think it'll totally get rid of the one and done thing. I think there's still going to be some guys that, you know, they know I'm going to the league in a year. Why not experience college basketball? Why not experience college? You know, I mean, why not? I'm gonna be a millionaire here soon, you know, if I don't get injured, which that's always, mm-hmm. you know, worry. But there's still going to be some guys doing the one and done. But I think a lot of guys are going to take advantage of this, especially the guys that aren't the top of the class.
If I'm a kid in that situation and I'm a five-star, high four-star prospect, why the hell would I pass this up?
Exactly.
What is the use of spending 10 months out of college where most people don't even – when I know some people have gone back and finished their degrees, but you're not going to get your degree. You're not going to get an education.
No.
Being there for 10 months. When Anthony Davis was at Kentucky, how much education did he get in his 1 year there?
I'm going to go with year. None.
Do you think Zion Williamson's going to get a real education at Duke? I know
no.
Duke's a prestigious school, but he's not even going to be there more than a full academic year.
No. I wonder if it has on their profile yet, like what their major is. I'm going to look that up.
General studies.
Yeah.
Undeclared.
Undeclared, yeah.
Yeah, why would I pass this up if I'm a kid in this situation? Am I looking at this too simply? Because I think this is the no-duh opportunity here.
Sure.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks to the $125,000 contract. No thanks to learning how the NBA works, being under that infrastructure, being in that type of organization. No thanks to potential opportunities to profit off of sneaker deals that I'm really good, marketing campaigns. No thanks. I'm gonna go to Kentucky. I might go to a Final Four. I might go to a Final Four with Duke. You know, Kansas, maybe win a national title.
Yeah.
Okay, and probably going to get drafted high, which is fine and everything. So, I mean, I guess that's one of the benefits, possibly.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't say, but I'm going to assume if you go right to the G League, you're not going to get drafted.
No.
Which the draft signing bonus for those top few picks, those lottery picks, It's millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bit of a financial difference there, but you have the opportunity to make guaranteed money right away.
Yeah.
And then if you prove yourself right there, you work your way into a main association roster, then you'll be making really good money.
Yeah.
So I think the only advantage for still doing the one and done route is that lottery pick signing bonus. That sure. might be it.
Sure. Kind of a side note. I mean, this doesn't have to do with anything really, but it just fascinated me. Do you know? We know Zion Williamson is a huge guy. Do you know how big he is? Like, take a guess.
He is. Wait, I think I remember. He's 6'6". That gets Hothrott?
Close.
6'7"?
Yeah.
6'7", he's 265?
285.
Oh, my God.
Monster.
I mean,
as an 18-year-old.
I've seen the pictures, but holy crap.
On Duke's, on their men's basketball website, 6'7", 285.
I don't remember him being that big watching his videos of him dunking on people in high school.
I know. That's like NFL defensive lineman, linebacker size.
Duke's basketball strength and conditioning, are they...
they pumping some stuff into that Gatorade?
Do they have the deer antler spray?
What are they putting into the chicken?
A human being should not be that big.
Especially at 18.
Yeah, an 18-year-old kid should not be like that. Maybe somebody training for Mr. Olympia.
Sure. An Olympic athlete. Yeah. Not a guy who just got his high school diploma.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that I saw that. It stunned me. But anyway.
While we're talking about Duke real quick, just a yes or no, do you think the fact that they signed those top three players, Zion, RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, do you think they're setting up for like a big letdown?
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah. As it sits right now, no. I think they're going to go far, if not make it to the title game.
Even Coach K's like best teams recently – save for maybe a couple, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, like the really hot ones, like they still lose some games they shouldn't in the regular season.
Sure.
They're not like that Kentucky team the other year where they went undefeated up until the Final Four.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they had a disappointing season just because the majority of their team is going to be freshmen. And yeah, sometimes the all freshman squad, you know, works out if they're the top rated guys. But I mean, they're still 18 years old, they hadn't played college basketball. I mean, we've seen it with Kentucky time and time again. So I wouldn't – if Duke does it, I wouldn't be shocked.
Going back real quick to this G League stuff before we hit this first break of hour number two. Of course, Mark Emmert, how do you pronounce his last name? Mark Emmert, NCAA president, one of the biggest weasels there is.
Yeah.
Came out and had to talk about the education. Here we go. Well, we appreciate the NBA's decision to provide additional opportunities for those who would like to pursue their dream of playing professionally. The NCAA recently implemented significant reforms to support student-athlete success, including more flexibility when deciding whether to play professionally. Oh, we care about the education here.
No.
Especially in college basketball.
No, they don't. No, not at all.
Get that education. So dumb. Here we go. Obtaining a college education continues to provide unmatched preparation for success in life for the majority of student-athletes and remains an excellent path to professional sports for many. However, this change provides another option for those who would prefer not to attend college but want to directly pursue professional basketball. Hmm. Okay, that's true. If you're there for 3 or 4 years, you get a diploma.
Yeah.
These kids are there from... God, the fall semester, they don't even finish the spring semester.
No.
Because the time they declare professionally, they're dropping out in what, April? May,
yeah.
Some of them?
Yeah, so they're
so
on campus.
So some of them may finish a full year.
So they're on campus from what, like late August to
10 months. 10 months, yeah. Maybe.
At the most.
They're not getting an education.
No.
College basketball is just a fraud, man.
It's a joke, but man, I love watching
it. I love it too, but man, they got to fix some stuff. Yeah. Maybe this whole FBI, the whole fraud stuff is what they needed.
Yeah.
To get people to realize, okay, this is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, either that or, I mean, it could just absolutely ruin it.
It's ruined the perception.
Sure.
I don't think it's going to ruin the sport. I mean, it's always going to be here.
Yeah, I mean, it's all messy. I don't know what you can do, honestly.
But I'm a fan of this G League move.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm a fan. That gives more flexibility to these kids who may be realizing, I don't want to waste my time in college.
Sure.
I don't want to waste my time. 865-546-8200. That's our number for the McKinney team. Phone lines here. Going to take a short break. Overtime continues right here on Fan Run Radio. Back on the show here as this Thursday winds down. We got today's Knoxville Stone Interiors poll question up and ready to go. In honor of Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield fully embracing the whole peanut butter and jelly thing.
Yeah.
And they had their own debate yesterday, too. You know, Grant was trying to say why peanut butter was better. Admiral's trying to say why jelly was better. What can you put jelly on? What can you put peanut butter on? You know what? Let's settle the debate. Let's settle the debate right now. Today's Knoxville Stone Interiors poll question is, what is better, peanut butter or jelly? I told you, Cole, yesterday, I have to get the slight edge to jelly.
Okay.
Because I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
Let's see these polls. Oh, it's not going my way.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, it's not going my way. Oh, no. It doesn't shock me, but oh, dadgum.
Ooh, early poll results.
81% very early say peanut butter.
Early precincts reporting 81%.
Damn, I didn't think it'd be that bad. Understand peanut butter is awesome, but I'm sorry. I just like some jelly.
Yeah.
I like jelly on biscuit. I like jelly on toast. You know, there's not that many things you can put jelly on, but I just like the taste of jelly better.
Yeah.
Which, I love peanut butter. I love peanut butter. Ooh, the other debate. And there's only one right answer, I think. Do you prefer creamy or crunchy peanut butter?
Creamy.
Okay, thank God.
Yeah.
You're not a communist.
I can get down with crunchy sometimes, but usually, no. Creamy all the way.
If there was no other option, I'd take crunchy. I'm not picky.
Exactly.
I was a very picky eater when I was a kid. I'm not anymore. I'm literally not a picky eater anymore.
Sure.
Except when it comes to like some vegetables. Yeah. Some. I don't eat peas.
You don't eat peas?
I've never liked peas.
Like black-eyed peas? Is that what you mean?
Or regular.
Regular? Okay.
Dude.
Blue hull?
Don't. What?
Blue hull peas? Don't like those?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Hmm. I love them.
I used to hate corn. I can eat corn now.
Huh.
I love green beans.
Not blue hole. Purple hole. Yeah. Sound like an idiot. Good grief.
I'm like, blue hole. I'm like, I assume I know
purple.
What you're
talking about. Excuse me.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like pickles, and I don't like raw onions.
I love pickles.
I can't stand them.
I love pickles.
I
love raw onions.
I cannot stand them. I like cooked onions. But
man, I like cooked.
If you just chop it up, put it on a plate, no thank you.
I love pickles, man.
No.
I can't eat a sandwich without having some pickles on it.
I can't eat a sandwich if it's on it. I cannot stand it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting to find this out about you, Cole.
I'm not a fan of the pickle.
865-546-8200. Let's go over to the McKinney team phone lines. Grab a call from Westchester. Westchester, tell me you like pickles.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine eating a cheeseburger without extra pickles. I mean,
there you go.
No. I
Westchester.
Can't do it. I can't
Westchester
do it.
Is smart.
Can't do it. I can't do it.
What you got for us, man?
I mean, I've got a bowl. I've got a jar of pickles in my fridge I just put back in before I made this phone call, but
ooh.
I'm eating out. Come on. But listen, Tanner, you're wrong. You're dead wrong on the peanut butter. Crunchy is the only way to go. I mean, if you're eating creamy peanut butter, I don't know how you're living life. I don't know what's going on in your world that's so messed up that you can't have a little texture in your peanut butter. I don't know if you're too sensitive with your bowel movements in the morning. You're scared of the
peanut. Hey, there's no problem there. There's no problem there.
I mean, there must be. There's no other reason to not like crunchy peanut
butter. I didn't say I'd turn it down. I'm just like, I prefer the creamy. I just prefer creamy.
And the reason the peanut butter is better than jelly, I'm going to teach you something here. You ever had a jelly and ham sandwich? No, you haven't. You ever had a jelly and butter? Well, sandwich, well, maybe I'll give you that one. You ever had a jelly and banana sandwich? No. Peanut butter is the way to go. If you're broke, and it's like the day before payday, which I know you guys are rolling in the money these days with your big radio jobs, but trust me, when you're sitting there at the jar of peanut butter and the jar of jelly in the fridge, there's only one that's going to fill you up when you're broke and hungry, and that's peanut butter.
Peanut butter is
the way to go.
I agree.
I said it's like a slight thing, and it's probably just my nostalgia from when I was a kid, and I'd eat jelly a lot. I just got a sweet tooth, man. But yeah, peanut butter is very filling. Good for protein. It's not bad for you. It'll fatten you up if you eat a lot of it.
I can eat peanut butter without jelly. I can't imagine just putting a spoon in a jar of jelly.
That is kind of weird.
Even as much as I have a sweet tooth, like, you got to put it on some toast or some bread or, you know, a biscuit or something. I mean, peanut butter is just the way to go. Carver got that one right. That's for darn sure. Mm. What else are we talking about today, guys?
Well, we've been we just got done talking about this new G League avenue. They're giving players this option to just completely forego college if they're 18 and not eligible for the draft. Take a $125,000 contract to get right into the G League. Be open for endorsement deals, shoe contracts, the marketing, stuff like that. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my question is, and I asked this to the drive earlier, and I'm sorry to repeat the same comment, but so I understand this. The NBA is spending money to develop players when they can just let them go to college and get developed for free because they think that they're going to get, like, TV rights off the freaking G League. Are you kidding me? Like, I mean, have they ever televised – have you ever seen – in either of y'all's lifetime, have you ever seen an NBA – Europe League or the Europe Development League game on TV in the U.S.
If there is, I was not looking for it.
Right. So my point is, so why would you watch this crap?
Yeah, there's some really hardcore basketball fans out there that really pay attention to that. I wouldn't be one of them, but I mean, I think that this would be at least intriguing for some people who want to maybe not waste their time going through the one and done, which isn't everyone. Some people like that exposure, and I was talking to Cole about the one big benefit I still see with some of these kids wanting to do the one and done route, and they're still very, very highly touted. The signing bonuses for being a first round draft pick in the NBA versus the $125K contract deal for the G League, there's no question. I mean, there's no comparison.
All right, and the thing about the NBA draft is, you know, unlike every other major sport, they take so few players that a first round contract has to be and should be worth more because, you know, you're one of a few. But I think it's stupid. I think it's the NBA trying to encroach on the college game, and I don't want to see the college game trivialized any more than it is. And I know the college game is corrupt. Let's be honest. I mean, of course it is. Of course these guys, you know, are they going to make more money staying in college versus the NBA? That's what people are going to say and all that crap. And it's just, I just, you know, you want to get the one and done players out. You want to ruin Kentucky's basketball program. I'm all for that. That is fantastic to me, to make Kentucky have to, like, recruit players that want to play for more than, you know, go to school for more than half a semester, because all they have to do is qualify academically for one semester, then they can play. You know, that's crap. That's not what the college game is all about. So I'm kind of torn on it. I can see where the NBA is coming from. You know, like I said, obviously they think they can make money off of it with TV and all that, or they wouldn't do it. But as far as the kids go, no, it's not a better program for the kids, because I'm not convinced yet that, and maybe y'all can tell me I'm wrong, but I mean, there's no guarantee that these kids are going to get further contracts moving up the ladder, right?
No, there's no guarantee of keeping
moving. And then their college eligibility is gone. They can't go back.
Yeah. I think the people that will definitely try to take advantage of that are the kids that probably know themselves and have gotten guidance of, hey, you're going to be a pretty high pick anyway. You know, why not go ahead and make some guaranteed money, work your way up, maybe like a year or two if you're really good, okay, then you're starting on one of the teams.
If you can go to the D League, then you're not. So then you're telling me the NBA draft is still going to require a year of college, even though the D League doesn't? Isn't this their back door into getting rid of that so that they can just pretend to have this league and then go straight into drafting high school players straight into the NBA? Am I stupid for saying that?
I mean, I really don't know what the whole end game is. I don't think this is going to be the be-all, end-all, and you're going to completely see the end of the one-and-done thing, even though I just don't know why you just couldn't go back to how it used to be, to where, hey, if you're really good enough out of high school, you can just go right to the draft. I don't know why they had to change in the first place.
Right, if you're that good, then, I mean, like I said, I'm asking this question one more time to make sure I'm clear on this. What is the purpose of this league? Is it to get rid of that requirement? I mean,
I really think that's what they might be trying to do. I really don't know. I mean, I think it's just there as an option to try to be fair to some of these players, but I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what the be all end all goal is.
Yeah, that's kind of the big overall question I have is, nothing is as it seems anywhere in professional sport. So, you know, what's the real end game here, and where they're really trying to get? Because it doesn't make any sense to pay these guys $125,000 when they can just wait 1 year and pay them millions. Like, I just don't. You know, these guys go to this G League and have to wait a year. Are they going to be surpassed by some kid that came straight out of high school and gets drafted ahead of them? You know, unless you put some kind of guarantee on these kids who sign these contracts, I don't understand the motivation of these kids to join it. So that's kind of my question. That's about all I got, guys. Y'all have a good show.
Appreciate the phone call, Westchester. Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a lot of pros and cons there. And going back to the argument for still doing your 1 year of college, you got more money once you get drafted.
Definitely. Definitely.
And it's not a guarantee. I'm thinking the people that will end up taking advantage of that, and of course this is going to be after having a lot of guidance from people who know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So some older mentors talking to these kids. I'm thinking it might be to the kids that just know they're that damn good.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be.
Go ahead and make money, and if you tear up the G League for 1 year, all of a sudden, bang, the next year, you signed on to however long your deal with whichever, you know, whatever was the main team of the G League squad you were on.
Yeah. Something like that. I agree. I think this is only really going to help the top guys, the big-time recruits. I mean, that's the guys that they know they are going to go to the NBA. The guys are like, well, I might have a shot. It's not going to help them. Might as well just go to school.
Yeah, your four-star kids, like, I don't see a lot of, like, your top 50 players mm-hmm. in recruiting classes really doing this, because it's not guaranteed for them.
Yeah.
Unless they absolutely hate the idea of wanting to go to college for a year.
Yeah.
And they think that'd be a waste of time.
I mean, the ones that just want to work on their game, not have to worry about class. $125K, mm-hmm. sure, why not? I'll get to play basketball all year. Don't have to go to class, go to NBA the next year, why not?
Yep. Or maybe, I don't know, if you are like the top of the crop, though.
Yeah.
Would maybe the idea of a big signing bonus for being a lottery pick make you want to stay in college? Or you don't even have to stay in college, you can go over and play overseas for a year.
Sure.
And still get drafted.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes along with this. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's changing, though. Landscape is definitely changing. We got to hit this break here, 865-546-8200. Be back on the other side with birthdays right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Good God, the poll's not going the way I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
More votes rolling in. Still 81% peanut butter.
Yeah.
19% jelly.
Yeah. Team peanut butter. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be better.
No.
I thought it was going to be better.
No.
Never mind.
Sorry.
Never mind.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. Let's get into birthdays. October 18th. Still no Bratman or anybody here, so we'll see how much you know, Cole.
Okay.
I've got 7 for you, and it's a B minus.
Okay.
It's not too bad.
Okay.
So here we go. First up, he is 39 years old today. He is an American R&B artist. Not big anymore. Big in the 2000s, though. A lot of his songs, man, like one of those old ringtones.
Hmm.
So, okay. He had his 2004 hit, Let Me Love You. He had songs such as Stay, So Sick. Still not ringing a bell.
I mean, they sound familiar.
Let me look at some other singles.
R&B artist. You said 39?
Yeah, he's 39. Because of You, Sexy Love, Closer, Miss Independent, Mad.
R&B?
Time of Our Lives with Pitbull, that was the last like hit for him in 2014. It's a top 10 hit. You don't know, do you?
Is it...
Take a guess.
I want to say... Neo.
It is Neo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had it.
Neo.
It is Neo.
I just didn't think he was that old.
Yep, 39.
39, huh?
39 years old. He is from Camden, Arkansas. Did you know that?
I did not.
He's from Arkansas.
Woo pig.
All right, next up here, she is 34. Olympian.
Okay. Olympian.
If I give the sport... She was also known for, like, who she used to date. Dated a really, really famous athlete, too.
Olympian dated a famous athlete.
Yeah. Did I say she's American? Because she's American.
Okay.
Winter sport.
Oh, Lindsey Vonn?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I was getting worried.
Yeah.
Lindsey Vonn.
Her and Tiger were an item.
World Cup Olympic alpine ski racer.
Yeah.
Yep. Happy birthday to her. All right, 2 for 2. I'm going over the place here. 33 years old today. Baseball player. He is, what is his nationality? He is a Cuban-born professional baseball outfielder. Plays for the Mets. Used to play for the Tigers, the Red Sox, and the A's.
Is it Cespedes?
Yeah. Yoenis Cespedes.
Cespedes.
Look at that, 3 for 3. Next up here, she is 28 years old. She is she's an American athlete. Good Lord. Hold on. I had the if I get the sports, WNBA player. 28 years old WNBA player. She's a center. WNBA champion, 5-time WNBA All-Star. Played at Baylor.
Oh, Brittany Griner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Former, I do believe they were married, former wife of VFL Glory Johnson. Remember that?
I think so, yeah. I think I did hear about that.
Did they actually get married?
That I don't know, but I did hear something like that.
Oh, they, they did get married. Yeah.
Okay.
Not for long, though.
Huh.
So, yeah. All right, here. 4 for 4. 58 years old today. He's an action star of... He is Belgian. He's a Belgian action star, actor, martial artist, known for being in films such as Bloodsport, Lionheart, Double Impact, Hard Target, Time Cop, The Expendables 2, and Kung Fu Panda 2 and 3. He's the European Steven Seagal. Think of Steven Seagal, but European. 5 seconds.
I don't know.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay. If you would have said the new Tostitos commercial, I would have got it.
Oh, yeah. He is in those commercials.
Don't get Van Damme'd.
Sorry about that.
With Tostitos.
I didn't really pay attention. First one you missed, though.
Yeah.
Man.
It's okay.
Dang.
Okay, two more here. Yeah, I think you won, though.
Okay.
You're 4-for-4. Yeah, you're going to at least get 4 out of 7. Okay, last two. He's 31 years old today. He is an American actor. He was big, rose to fame is like when he was really young, mid-2000s. It's had something to do with singing, but now he's like in comedies known for Neighbors, Dirty Grandpa.
Oh, Zac Efron?
Zac Efron.
Yeah. What a heartthrob.
Love High School Musical.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Never soaring.
Yeah.
We're flying.
They were. Yeah, they were.
Oh, Troy. That was who he played, right?
Yes.
I haven't seen that for him. Yeah, it's Troy.
Yeah.
Gotta love High School Musical.
Basketball stud.
All right, last up here. He would have been 92 years old today. Rock and roll icon. Guitarist. Big in the 50s. Helped shape rock and roll. Solo artist.
Okay.
Known for Roll Over Beethoven, Maybelline, Johnny B. Good.
Oh, Johnny B. Good.
Down in Louisiana, in the New Orleans. Makes you think of Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Hey, this is your cousin.
Oh, Chuck Berry.
It's Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Passed away March of last year at the age of 90.
R.I.P.
Gotta love Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Legend. All right. Did good. You did good. You only didn't get Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Those are some big names.
Was it unfair saying it was B-?
I might have bumped it up to a B+, honestly.
Okay.
Those are some big names.
Probably fair. Eh, not a bad day. All right. That does it for birthdays. Final segment of overtime is coming up next. 865-546-8200 if you want to take a shot. Final shot, by the way, on the Bikini Team phone lines here. Going to wrap up strong when overtime continues next on Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio. Final segment of overtime on this Thursday. Stay tuned after we get off the air for Westwood One's coverage of Thursday Night Football. Got a decent one tonight between the Broncos and the Cardinals. You can see Josh Rosen out there for Arizona. If you want to pay attention to the young quarterback against that defense of Denver. But those teams kind of suck, though. But
yeah, they do.
Who knows? Could be a good one tonight. Before we end, I want to tell you guys quickly about my bookie. It is in the middle of football season. Basketball is getting underway here, so it's a good time to get on all that sports betting action. Make your way over to MyBookie. You win, they pay. In-game, live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for fantasy people, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar 100%. All you have to do when activating your account is use the promo code Knoxville, and you will be able to claim that offer. Create your account. Once again, use the promo code Knoxville, and you claim that 100% bonus courtesy of MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie online. Alrighty here. In this program, give a baseball update.
Yeah.
Good old October baseball. The Astros are dead, right?
Yeah, I think they're done.
I think after losing like they did last night with, oh, wow. How about Benny Baseball?
Yeah.
That diving grab, if that gets past him, this series is tied at 2.
Yeah.
Houston is only down 2. Only down 2 with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
In the bottom of the 9th.
Yeah.
Old Benny Baseball, the Arkansas legend.
Yeah.
Makes that dive.
Yeah, I think, I mean, even if the Astros do win tonight, it's still 3-2. They're going back to Boston.
It's going to end in Fenway.
Yeah, which, I mean, I'm not saying the Red Sox are going to tank by any means, but it's always more adorable winning and clinching in front of your fans.
Real quickly, the fan interference call on what would have been a 2-run homer with that fan hitting Mookie Betts' glove.
Yeah.
Right call, wrong call. I think that's textbook interference, but I want to hear your take.
No, I agree. Yeah, I mean, if you interfere at all with the play, yeah, fan interference. But that guy literally hit his glove closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, big-time interference.
Absolutely.
If anybody argues that it's not, they are an absolute fool.
Or a Houston homer.
That too.
But both these teams, though, it just made me realize whoever the hell comes out of the NL, they're not keeping up with the offense of either team.
No.
Dude, there's way too much. There's way too much firepower, especially for the Red Sox. How about Jackie Bradley Jr.'s game he had last night? You obviously have Mookie, who, by the way, oh my God. That throw out to second.
It's incredible.
He has a cannon.
He does.
VFL Mookie Betts.
Yeah, he's ours, baby.
He never actually played here, but...
But by God, he would have been.
By God, he signed his letter of intent.
Yes.
But yeah, J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, just looking up and down the lineup, man. How can a team like stop that?
You can't.
And if Houston comes back and wins this series, you only have George Springer, Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
It's too much.
They're both squads are loaded. The AL, in my opinion, whoever goes to the World Series, they're winning it.
It's way too much. Okay, a couple of quick hitting notes here. Jordan Rodgers unveiled his updated Week 7 standings for the top SEC quarterbacks.
Okay.
I think this top top 7 here. Interesting. Jake Bentley, number 7. Drew Lock at 6. Jake Fromm at 5. Jared Garantano at 4.
Really?
Jordan Tamu at 3. Kellen Mond at 2. And, of course, 2 at 1.
Number 4, huh?
Showing some love.
Man, after just one really good game. Yeah. Huh, interesting.
And ending the show out with this, you want to hear what Nebraska's Department of Tourism's latest pitch is to get people to come to their state?
What is it?
Quote, honestly, it's not for everyone.
Oh, no.
This isn't fake. Basically, Nebraska's tourism is just admitting their state's really boring.
Oh, well, of course. All I got is corn.
So the former motto was Nebraska nice, and now it's honestly, it's not for everyone.
Man, they are so defeated.
Like showing these pictures here, it's like lucky for you, there's nothing to do here. But it's like showing these pictures of these people having a great time out in like this river or whatever.
They are imploding. The whole state.
They're just admitting the state sucks.
Yeah.
Scott Frost, win some football games quick.
Please.
That's gonna do it tonight for overtime. For Cole McCormick, I'm Tanner Carson. I will not be here tomorrow, but I'm sure hopefully the boys will take care of it tomorrow. Stay tuned for Thursday Night Football.